Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now we've got, a little bit of grinding price action in certain areas. All eyes will be looking at more national inflation, as in, you know, are we seeing inflation drop considerably in for the Canadian economy? And then all eyes tomorrow will be on the UK economy with another event, which is NVIDIA earnings. Now, really, our view on NVIDIA is really, it's almost as if, will the gravy train continue? If we exceed expectations, then the answer is probably yes, and we'll get a really strong dynamic move still to the upside, dragged by the micro, so to speak. So the macro being driven yet again by that micro AI narrative around NVIDIA. So we've got these little, and we've got, broadly speaking, a really sort of positive market dynamic. Upward only, no matter where you seem to look, there's little pockets of all-time highs, and it's kind of an extension of that everything rally with potential further upside, really, is probably the way to categorize it. So tricky market conditions, because we've been talking about the risks for these markets over the last 6 months, but those risks are kind of battered away by the markets very, very seamlessly. And it's quite impressive until it's not. So we'll be obviously looking for these dynamics to shift. But for now, we kind of have a certain directional bias without any reason to shift away from that narrative right now. So that's the issues we have. Okay, so let's break it down for you in a little bit more detail. Please see a risk warning currently up on screen. And as always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Okay, so all profitable trades need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, trade management. We're currently in a profitable trade with the NASDAQ, with more upside potential with NVIDIA. So we'll see how this plays out. The NVIDIA earnings report is not due out until the close of play tomorrow. So we've got a bit of time before we get to that level. And then trading psychology, all very important features. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of trying to be as consistent as we can in our decision-making. Accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient as well as we go. So let's start with this market moving news then. So is there any bit of news that's likely to impact our decision making? So yesterday we had a bit of a bank holiday across the board, so not really surprised to get a little bit of consolidative, a little bit of sideways moving price action. I suppose a little bit of, unfortunately, during markets like that, you experience a little bit of, it's a good opportunity for market makers to sort of move around prices just a little bit to, you know, to chase stop losses and things like that. A good example would be our oil trade. okay, so this is what we're talking about. Canadian inflation today, this afternoon, expected to lower. Headline CPI coming in, expected lower than previous. And then the annual inflation numbers are all expected to be a bit of an improvement on the previous numbers. So we've got another. Yesterday we had a series of Fed talks, and we've got a series of Fed members as well this afternoon. So they're out in force. get a little bit of update during the mentorship room as well. So we'll see what they've been saying. We'll be hearing from the Governor of the Bank of England. That will be later on today, due to speak at the London School of Economics. Okay, looks like a bit of a statement. And then in the early hours, anyone trading in the New Zealand dollar, just be mindful. We're expected to hold rates at 5.5. And then we've got CPI before the European Open. We're expecting, I suppose, a sharp improvement, not just in the headline CPI, but also on the core CPI, excluding food and energy. So these are the, I suppose, the figures of significant importance. And we've got some PPI numbers in there as well. And we're seeing prices actually rise on the PPI side of things, which that would be fitting with the US PPI numbers as well, which came in, you know, much hotter than expected. So input costs seem to be increasing, certainly in different jurisdictions. Okay, and FOMC meeting minutes as well tomorrow evening. So this is our focus for the day, really. Nothing of any significance this morning. We've got Christine Lagarde, due to speak at the Frankfurt School of Finance. So you've got all these central bankers out and about with their speeches, due to speak at the Frankfurt School of Finance as well. So there are more statements. I think questions are no, which is why they're not really. If there was a Q&A session, these news events would probably be high impact. Okay, so really we have a dynamic where inflation is looks like it's weakening. Just a quick word on the 2 years, kind of a good proxy in terms of where we're at from a risk dynamic perspective. Now, the risks have been building all year. This is one of the disconnects that we experience with the equity markets. They're rallying regardless of the risks. And that's, like I said, all well and good until that dynamic begins to shift. We are just pulling back off the lows, and we could be making new highs pretty soon, which would be kind of not quite monthly highs, but certainly the risk dynamics are clear and obvious. The question is, at what point will these dynamics reflect in equity prices, for example? That's a very, very important question. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. So look, that's the news. Let's get up our charts. So broadly speaking, we've got a little bit of sort of grinding price action over the course of yesterday, which was a little bit more in line with our expectations. So we've got a couple of positions to take, and how much more movement we get out of these equity markets prior to tomorrow's NVIDIA, I'm really not too sure. That's going to be the catalyst. And this is when we're looking at in excess of 24 billion in the revenue forecast is to hit the 24 billion mark or to exceed it. And it looks, for all intents and purposes, that should be the case. That would lend itself to, we would think, another positive spin in these markets. We've seen dynamics like this play out before, and you basically need a catalyst for that price action to reverse. And we looked at the figures yesterday during our mentorship room, and we've gone from 7 billion a year ago this time last year to 24 billion. So they've comfortably, today's revenue numbers have the potential to come in 3.5 times growth in 1 year in terms of revenue, which is exceptional, exponential, and we're seeing that reflected in the NVIDIA stock price, which has kind of been in a bit of a sideways trap for a little while. So that could just be a bit of a floor and ceiling for the next leg to the upside. So if we get these revenue numbers, you know, above the 24 billion mark, then it probably means that the AI trade is fitting well, and will probably drag these equity markets even higher. Now we're able to sort of get into the trade yesterday. We got a bit of a pullback, not quite into where we would like, but still it was a bit of a pullback there, and we're able to sort of capitalize on a bit of upside from yesterday. Quite willing to just sit in the trade just for now. Don't need to be too rash. A bit of weakness across the other equity markets, as you can see. Same situation with the DAX. We're up at last week highs. We're at all-time highs in the DAX. We're just in a 2, 4, 6. We're in an 8-day little sideways moving pattern. So perhaps NVIDIA could be the catalyst for the next leg to the upside. Good strong rally yesterday in the Nikkei, then began to roll over. And there's quite a tight little range in here, and a bullish range. Sticking with the yen, it's more consolidative yet to make new highs. If the dollar breaks these highs, then you'd probably expect some of the further momentum at that point. There's the potential for further upside as well. The problem you have with the yen is, of course, BOJ intervention, which we might see more of anytime, sometime soon, because they've spent an awful lot of they bought an awful lot of Japanese yen on two or three occasions. What is it? 3 weeks ago now, and we're back up at those recent highs. So we're currently at the second highest price for the euro yen, most recent price, and the pound yen. So this is a level that the BOJ were uncomfortable with. They defended that 160 level. Sorry, this is the pound yen, which is the 200 level. So defended those highs with aggression and rolled back over to the downside, and now prices are rallying back up to that. So again, we have this dynamic where the fundamentals, we probably expect the yen to continue to weaken, which it is doing, as you can see. But we do have big concern about the intervention side of this narrative. Okay, so euro dollar just pulling back off the highs, above all the moving averages. Our expectations for dollar weakness really across the board. Getting a bit of grinding price action in the pound dollar. Bit of positivity in the dollar Swiss. You can see the price action here. There's a distinct kind of lack of clarity. And even if you look in the last sort of 10 days or so, you're seeing that lack of clarity play out with perhaps a little bit of bullish bias in there. Dollar Swiss, yeah, it's just going to be 5 days of really nothing of any use. If we get a bit of dollar strength, that could be a bit of an interesting play. When we look at the Canadian dollar, and don't forget, you've got that inflation number due out today. Also bear in mind crude oil, where we have a downside bias, and that bias is still in play and is looking certainly weaker. So commodity currencies, the Aussie dollar, just a bit of weakness yesterday, a little bit more weakness today, running into support. So this could give us good buying opportunities if the dollar begins to weaken across the board. And I think that's the key to this dynamic. Same little pullback into potential support at the monthly highs. So we'll see how this price action begins to play out. So hopefully there could be a couple of decent opportunities there for us. Our bias to the downside in crude oil and gold as well. Strong rejection of the highs yesterday. we took profit really just at this resistance level on Friday. Yesterday we rallied and spent most of the day kind of pulling back, and you can see there's a little bit of perhaps short-term negativity there for gold. So again, our bias is very much to the upside. So we have a bias for all of these markets, and we're looking to try and trade whatever our bias is and try and get in at the right type of prices. So there we go. We're back to the industry markets. So let's put together a bit of a trade plan. So our overall bias really is still pretty much risk on. We don't really have any reason to kind of move away from that just yet. We had a melt up last week, in fact, on higher than expected CPI, sorry, higher than expected PPI, which is your input costs. They're coming in higher than what the market expected. And we saw inflation, the CPI numbers for the US actually come in pretty sticky, all things considered. Now, we would have expected those two things to have more of a negative impact on the markets, but that they did the exact opposite and they actually melted to the upside. So a very significant outsized rally to the upside off the back of dubious numbers. And PPI actually coming in stronger than what was expected. So there is an expectation that we're in the process of seeing some reduced inflation now beginning to feed through. So I'm sure that's probably the case. It's just how does it change the market dynamic is what's going to be really quite interesting. So still in risk on melt up market phase. I'd say that's probably true. The only maybe, like yesterday, we were getting an all-time high again in the NASDAQ. So we are continuing to make progress. However, with the euro dollar and the S&P, it's kind of just sitting, moving sideways. But as a summary, we can still probably just stick with that. And it could be added to with tomorrow's NVIDIA corporate earnings. So US indices strength, the potential for dollar weakness, further gold strength. At some point, what we'll do for today is so we had pretty much that helicopter crash where the Prime Minister and the Foreign Secretary were killed from the Iran government. And we were concerned yesterday, would we get a little bit of a spike in oil prices? And actually, over the course of the day, it was relatively subdued. I think there was the full acceptance of it being an accident, and didn't hear any kind of major rhetoric around it. So as a result, our bias is still to the downside. Okay, let's put a little notice board in here. Okay, so we got two sort of significant events in these markets. They both have the potential to be broadly quite a bullish narrative. Yeah, so they both have the potential to lead to a little bit of a bullish outcome for equity markets. So if we see inflation, US inflation numbers, let's put consumer price index inflation numbers and NVIDIA earnings, which are all out tomorrow. So it is important to just be mindful of those events. What sort of reaction will we get from these markets between now and then? That's a bit of a tough one to answer. And we'll probably get further grinding price action. But hopefully this will sort of keep us in line with those market dynamics for now. Now, if NVIDIA come and disappoint tomorrow, and let's say it comes in at 21, 22 billion, that is a significant sign to suggest that actually these corporate earnings are beginning to falter and not overachieve. And that would be a bit of a turning point really for market dynamics more broadly as well. This AI rally, which has made some of these tech stocks that we've seen their market capitalization just go exponential. You know, the wheels could come off very quickly, but it doesn't look like now is the time for those wheels to be coming off. So the markets are kind of pricing in kind of a positive news story with further upside in the pipeline. All right, guys, listen, I've posted the trade plan there into the chat box. Thanks very much for joining us. We're going to break down some of those trades in a little bit more detail in our mentorship room. So if you could join us for that, that's fantastic. The narratives, we've got a bit of an upside down narrative because US, we've kind of got sticky inflation really, even though the market reacted in a very risk on fashion. But with improvements in Canadian inflation and also UK inflation, it could lend itself to that risk on trade. Indices higher, dollar lower. It's the bond yields we'll be looking carefully at. We'll probably get further upside as well in commodities. So we've seen some major rallies in certain areas. Okay, so look, on that note, if there's any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box. If not, guys, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. Starts at just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetradingroom.com and we'll speak to you there. Thanks so much, everyone. Take care. And we'll be in the other room now in just about a minute's time. Take care. Bye for now.